I think most people are well aware of what's going on in Syria and Iraq with the war supposedly against the Islamic State militants. What most people do not know, especially Americans, is that the Islamic State fighters are U.S. allies. They were created by America. They're U.S. foot soldiers, U.S. Proxy forces, boots on the ground, and they're being used by America in its war to replace the Assad government with a pro-Western stooge government. This is what the dirty game is all about. Turkey is very much involved in this. Islamic State fighters are trained by U.S. Special Forces and CIA operatives in Jordan, in Turkey, and in Georgia to some extent. And the U.S. media and Western media overall explain nothing about this. So what is Turkey doing right now? The Islamic State fighters are closing in on the Turkish town of Kobani. Late reports that I saw within several hours ago, probably late yesterday, I'll check again later today, claiming that they control something like 40% of the city. Well, Turkey could easily intervene and stop them, but Turkey is not doing that. It's doing nothing to help its Kurdish people, and I've said and I've written that what I believe is that Turkey, in league with Washington, Turkey has said it will intervene if other nations do it along with its forces. I think what's really going on is that Turkey and Washington are allied to let a massacre to some degree take place in Kobani for the purpose of arousing more public anger than already exists. There's an awful lot of worldwide public anger, especially in the West, against Islamic militant fighters because of the headlines about beheadings and so on. And I think the dirty game is to arouse even more anger against these people for the purpose of enlisting more countries in Obama's coalition against the Syrian government to wage war directly. I wrote an article specifically saying I believe Obama is heading toward putting U.S. troops on the ground in Syria, but I think the way he wants to do it is jointly with other nations. So you need to arouse public opinion. You need to fearmonger. You need to get public opinion on the side of what you want to do. What better way to do it than beheadings or creating a massacre and getting people to say, American people especially, that even though they oppose America's wars, they overwhelmingly support America fighting Islamic State militants to get rid of these people, having no idea that these people are U.S. allies and America is using them. This is the dirty game that's ongoing. It's never explained in the U.S. media or the Western media, but it continues. I watch this daily. I expect the worst to happen. I expect mass killings in Kobani. I expect U.S. troops invading Syria. I just dread what's coming ahead.